Welcome to episode 10 of Character Flaw. Joining us today we have...
My name is Tristan, and I'm playing Ariel, the elven ranger.
I'm Josh, and I'm playing the breathtaking Balthazar, dragonborn sorcerer.
I'm Demi, and I'm playing Finn, the paladin dragonborn.
And I'm RC, and I'm playing Sato, the rogue.
And I am Charles, your host and dungeon master. We are going to be playing a game of Dungeons & Dragons on the 5th edition engine in a homebrewed steampunk Far Eastern setting called Ryunoji. Last time on Character Flaw, Vicious and Delicious dealt with Ariel's past transgressions against the women of Yogan. We found out that he was a heartbreaker, building a relationship with Uncommon the Innkeeper and then fucking her sister before fucking off into the woods. The party then found a Justicar murdered in the street. Fen brought her body back to the temple while the rest of VD followed a trail of bloody footprints and found a secret room. After a surprise attack that brought Ariel down, BTB put the murderer to sleep. Once they tied the murderer up, BTB dragged Ariel out of the room before Sato threw a grenade in and shut the door. Now Sato and Fen are back at the secret room about to discover if the murderer lived. Sato, you were just pulling open the door.
Okay, Fen, you ready? I'm gonna pull open the door. I don't know if something's gonna jump out at you. Or what the status of that room is right now. And I'm going to pull it open and hide directly behind the door as it's opening.
All right. Fen, you had both blades out, right? The katana and the wakizashi.
Yeah. Not mine, but the other... or the Justicar's. Yeah.
Oh.
I didn't have time to do anything, so I just had hers because BTB handed them to me.
Okay, so you just have hers out right
now.
All right. So... As you pull open the door, this black smoke begins billowing out of the like little crack in the room. And then opening it up, there's just this mangled fucking corpse on the floor tied up in rope and burnt ropes and all of that. Just staring at the door, looking helpless, but like half of the jaw is blown off. It's not a great looking sight.
Yeah, Sato, don't come in here.
Are you sure?
No, I'm positive.
Okay.
So he dead. He's super dead.
Like, I don't want to see this dead?
Do you want to see a burned, mangled corpse? Oh shit, is he not dead?
Oh no!
I'm gonna walk over and, like, touch him with my foot. And just, like, back away.
He twitches.
Wait, for real? He's not dead?
From behind the door. I'm so sorry.
Can I do a medicine check on
him? Come on, Lexi. Put it to sleep.
Probably not. Seven.
Seven?
Yeah.
You don't know how he's alive.
Cool. This actually might be good, though, because then we can give him to the temple for questioning.
But he's currently burned, and he's missing half his jaw.
You never
looks
know.
Like that wound got cauterized.
Oh, really?
So,
like, it's not looking good.
He's Anakin Skywalker minus a jaw.
Yeah.
I mean, he still has his limbs at the very least.
But Anakin Skywalker minus the jaw.
Is this, all I'm saying, the grenade did not have the high ground, okay?
Is his tongue just, like, hanging down?
A little bit, yeah.
Oh, my God.
How's he gonna answer
okay.
a question?
No, have you seen the Venture Brothers?
Put it down!
Yes.
It's fucking,
Kill
oh my
it.
God, what's his name? Okay, so, just, first of all, you deserve this. Second of all...
Harsh.
Well, alright, I liked that Justicar.
The dude's missing a jaw, and your immediate reaction is to kick him with your foot. And
no, I didn't kick him, I touched him.
That doesn't
him.
Help!
I poked
him. Balthazar that kicked him.
That doesn't help at all!
Yeah, it didn't hurt either.
He's like poking him with a stick.
Whatever, Fen, you're the only one in the room actually looking at this poor mangled person.
Can he talk?
You're hearing like the moaning like,
alright.
Please.
I will put you out of your misery if you tell me why you killed that Justicar.
She was on the trail. Kill me.
So she was getting close.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Can't give me any other information before I kill
you? He just looks up at you like, what do you want me to do?
Alright, I'm gonna kill him. Stab him.
Just stab him?
Yeah.
Alright. So... Just what are you doing exactly? You're just gonna like
just
take
like
the blade
through
the
neck,
throat, or
through
the neck.
Yeah.
Okay. And just,
so it'll just fucking kill him. Yeah.
Just like slumps a little bit.
And I'm gonna walk out and like gently close the door behind me so Sato can't look.
All right. I'll mention also, like, there was nothing else in the room usable. Like,
yeah,
it was
I didn't think
black
so.
Soot and yeah. It's just
okay.
Just
that's why I looted that. It before I needed it.
Oh, also,
yeah, you really
looted.
I will say that there also was like the head of a pickaxe embedded in the door on the other side of it when you opened it. Yes. Yeah, like it was not great.
Oh shit!
Dropped,
okay.
The grenade he dropped inside of a box of tools.
I know.
That was the point. Yeah.
On top of the shrapnel, he added shrapnel.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, I need to buy more of those grenades. Those are effective.
Only reason he was alive, I rolled death saves for him. He got a nat 20, but I mean, he's not going to be doing well after that.
Yeah,
in a
exactly.
10x10 room with a grenade that has a 15-foot radius. Cool. Especially when it's inside a box of tools. Like,
Yeah. Yikes.
Just like off game, we still need to get the Phoenix feathers in order to get more grenades.
Mm-hmm. And, I need more of those grenades.
Okay. Okay. Sounds like that worked well.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what it looks like, but I know that it didn't get Ben killed, so...
It's like black? Just everything was black. Just soot and ash.
I don't need to see it. I just need to know that it's done.
Yeah. Well, I don't feel any better, but at least we know she was close. If we can figure out where she was even going to figure out anything.
Well, I did a pretty terrible job of it, but I have all of the stuff that I could pull from the room.
You tore to pieces.
He's got at least half of things, I'm sure.
Yeah, half a map.
Well, I found...
I have the map pieces, but they're in half.
Get some deck
so it's like, fine. Just connect the pieces.
Well, I found the Jessica's journal, which basically says that she was getting close. So, I mean...
So, basically the same thing that What's-His-Face said?
Yeah.
Cool. So let's go to some place where we can like compile all of these notes and information and see what we can figure out.
Well, also, I mean, say it's been a really long day for you guys.
Oh yeah,
I mean, you got.
I normally go to sleep like way earlier than this,
yeah,
so I'm like
no,
fucking
like,
exhausted.
It's like 10:30 at night. You guys got into Yogan like just before 5 o'clock, so like all this shit has happened within about a 5 hour span. You guys are tired.
Yeah. Let's head back to Uncommon's in to use the rooms that we got there.
Isn't it a good idea
Wanna
to
go
put
back
Ariel
to the smoky
in there?
Hearth?
Yeah.
Isn't it a good idea to put Ariel in there?
Like, probably not for Ariel, but the rest of us are
not
fine.
Not for Uncommon!
I know.
I already got my room key, so I can just go straight up to my room.
Ariel, you're not there right now.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But, like, it's not the best place for Ariel to be, but I think we're fine.
Yeah, maybe we can, like, sneak him in or something. I don't know. God, she looks so sad.
I mean...
God, can you imagine what he was like before we met him? Like, way worse. Do you think this is an improvement?
I don't know. I honestly
we're walking
don't
back
want to know.
Or
the medical tent. Star wipe to the medical tent. We have BTB. You were just outside of it when Sato dragged Fen off. And Ariel, you were inside just waking up and I'm sure feeling like utter shit because you just got, you know, slashed and knocked out again.
I'd probably be trying to both argue with the medic, telling them exactly what happened, and then trying to get them to, like, heal me a little bit more so I can get back up and try to go back to the scene of the crime.
Yeah, what about BTB? You gonna go inside?
I mean, I hear his voice, so I'll go check it out, yeah. But I'm not going back to the scene of the crime. I mean, there's nothing... Nothing's gonna be there.
Right.
I'm ready to go back to the fucking inn and look for Steven.
You ready for talking to Steven in some bedtime?
Yeah.
Steven.
Hey, Steven. No. Have y'all seen that though?
Yes.
Okay.
That's why when you say it that way. Steven.
The girl is so annoying.
Hey, Steven.
So good, though.
She's so
not good.
Pretty,
it's so
though.
Annoying.
So
oh,
good.
Oh, I don't think she is.
No. The actual, like, without
like
the filter.
Her without the
yeah,
filter.
Yeah, no,
she's
I don't
really,
think she's really.
Oh, yeah, I think she's really pretty. Girl.
Are your pants with space?
Anyway.
She's basic as
out of this world.
I'm not going to argue that she's basic.
Oh, she's very basic, but...
By the way, if you're listening, please keep listening.
Nah, fuck you. Turn it off.
Oh my god.
Wow, Josh.
That's the biggest microcast in the world. Nobody will ever hear this that applies to. It'll be fine.
All right, whatever.
Cut it.
Cut it. We don't want blonde girl hearing this.
Or right. Steven.
From the horse's mouth.
Snapchat lady, whatever her name is.
Anyway.
I mean, BTB going inside and seeing her... Or not her, seeing Ariel.
Yeah, I'm going to be like, hey, so feeling better?
I mean to look at BTB and I just ask him, what the hell just happened?
A lot of stuff, but it's all good now. You ready to go back to the inn?
So what about Steven? Have you ever found him yet?
That's why I want to go back to the inn.
Hmm.
I just figure if you're awake, you might as well go with me. Because you, fuck, dude, you need to lay down.
Well, let me talk to this medic real quick. See if he can't get me to where I can at least walk.
I ain't doing shit for you, man.
I was going to say, I give the medic eyes like,
man. Been here twice today. I ain't giving shit.
Come on, don't be a dick.
You've assaulted multiple people today. Fuck off.
Seriously?
You're awake.
Come on, let's go.
Can you carry me?
A medic's job... A medic's job is not to heal. A medic's job is to make you comfortable while you die. And right now, I'm just wishing you would do that.
Yeah, me too. I turn to BTB and I just go, can you carry me?
No.
But I helped you try to find Steven.
Little handsies. Uppy daddies.
But I helped you find Steven.
Are you doing the uppy daddy hands?
Yeah, I'm doing the uppy daddy
hands. He's pretty wafy, right? Mm-hmm.
I mean, remember, he has, like, Muppet arms fruit.
And I'm an elf, so I shouldn't carry that much. Yeah,
I carry him.
Well, what'd you get?
14.
14? Yeah.
I carry his wafy ass. Carry like him, a baby.
Fen Sato as you guys are. You gonna burp him a little bit? Like, here's your Baba of Saki now.
I'm definitely checking different areas to be like, am I into this? And then maybe try to find an ass, probably all bone spurs. Like, ooh, no, goodness.
You're like,
just a plateau down there, huh?
I'm just saying now, please stop grabbing my ass.
Rocky ground where no seed may find purchase.
Salt of the earth.
Can we make a pit stop first?
Don't say pit.
Not after that conversation.
What are you talking about? That's we gotta go back to the inn, dude.
So I see Ariel being baby carried by BTB, and I'm just gonna turn my ass around and go right to the inn. Like, nope, did not see this.
I will mention that
I assume I'm with you, so
as Sato and Fen are going like kind of near the inn, there's a guy that walks up to Sato, like, with a rose, it's a little wrap, and is like, get a rose for the beautiful lady.
Oh!
It's only a gold piece.
Oh, shit, son.
For a gold piece?
He's walking up, and he's like, pointing it towards Fen.
I hate when you see those fucking people at the bar, and they're like, can I get a rose for your girlfriend? Like, get away from me? What the fuck are you doing?
Yeah, the guy's doing exactly that.
I hate that.
He's walking up just like, get a rose for your girl? Huh?
I'm gonna keep walking.
I'm just gonna slightly brush the cloak aside and put my hand directly on top of my saber.
As soon as he does that, he just immediately does a, like, quick 180-degree turn, still holding the rose directly outward, and marches off into the crowd and sees another dude and is like, buy a rose for your girlfriend. Walks directly that direction, right up to them. And then BTB, as you and Ariel move up, he walks up to BTB and is like, buy a rose for your boyfriend.
I look at Ariel. And I say, well.
If I give you a gold piece, can you get that for me, please?
Yeah.
Okay. I gave him one snout.
One snout to BTB or one snout to the guy?
Give it to the guy, dumbass.
My ass is to the guy, so...
No, you're just being like... baby carried. Like, you can see his face.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I thought you had me like... Like my stomach is on your shoulder.
Not burping baby, just regular just baby.
Like... Okay, yeah.
Like
so...
a princess carry?
Yeah,
like sure. Like carrying her over the threshold on the wedding night?
Yeah, so...
For the buttocks.
More support for the buttocks. Yeah.
Anyway, I give the guy a gold piece and I take the rose.
And he gives you the rose, takes the gold piece, and just throws it in this big, fat sack of gold.
I'm going to go...
from across the way, I'm just going to yell, gay!
Yeah! I'm going to hold my hand out, like, a little grabby motion. Like, put it in my hand, dumbass. What are you doing?
It's not for you.
I drop him.
So, you just get right onto the cobblestone.
You really know how to treat a girl, don't you? And then I walk off.
BTB just walks into the fucking
sachet, room. Bitch. Fuck off.
I like so take a good 30 seconds to just like catch my breath. And that probably hurt like a bitch.
Yeah, you have one HP.
That probably like, okay. Ow. Fucking ow.
I also want to keep
a comfortable surface to be dropped onto.
It is.
It's my foot.
All right, go ahead.
I want to keep notes on the rose merchant.
On the rose merchant?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because since he's going about, he might actually have information later.
Possibly.
As well as money.
That's I was going to say, or that fat sack.
Or that fat sack of gold.
What was that sound?
Fat Tristan?
You gotta stop doing shit when I'm drinking.
I'm sorry, I had to be done.
Anyway.
Alright. So,
okay, I'm going into the inn, and I'm going to my room.
So the other three walk into the smoky hearth. None of you have gotten a key.
Yeah, I don't have a key for sure.
Yeah, I mean, Ariel, you have one, but that's a key that you've probably held on to for three, 4 years.
I'm going up
I thought Uncommon already gave me a key.
This would be
the key that you probably had, like, before you fucked off to the woods.
This is the room that you always had, she said.
Oh, yeah, that's right. So, yeah.
Your special room for your special boy.
I'll probably go in last when they're done getting all their shit.
Then I need a moment. I'm going to go up to the bar and get my key.
Same.
Get your key? All right. She says that really there are only two rooms available right now, so.
Oh.
Oh.
Well,
who's sharing? I guess we're all sharing, but who's sharing with who?
Well, Ariel has a different room. It's just three BTB.
Out of you three, there's only two.
We'll have to figure
out. So I'll walk in and be like, so you guys bunking up, and then I got a room.
Yeah, that's what I figured. Okay, that's fine.
I mean, come on. We all know there's something there.
Whatever.
Uncommon just looks away, like, not saying anything, just puts the two keys on the table.
I'm going to pay for one room, and then I'm giving, like, I don't know, like, 5 or 6 gold, I'm gonna say 6 gold extra for like all of our meals and everything like that. And then
she just puts her hand over it and slides it back to you.
I'm gonna leave it on the counter and walk back to
the room. I will take it. I have no money. Like, and thank you.
All right, so BTB takes the, that would probably be about 11 snouts.
Finally, some recognition. Still only have 45.
BTB, you're taking the gold and then taking your key upstairs, I'm assuming.
I do want... Is there, like, nobody else around now?
There are a couple people around.
Well, like, my compatriots are not at the ledge with me.
I went to the room.
Yeah.
I also want to quickly ask Uncommon if she's seen Steven yet.
Yeah, actually, he came by a little bit earlier, went up to his room.
Okay, thanks. And then I'm going to take my key and go up to...
Oh, no.
Oh, you have
We're in the same room.
That's right.
So anyway, once they go up, I'm going to be like, hey, remember me?
Yeah, I do.
I just wanted to say, I misread that situation. I'm very used to just kind of roasting people. Don't get me wrong, I'll still roast the fuck out of you, but that was the wrong time, and I apologize.
She's looking at you kind of coyly and just like, misreading it, that's what you call it. Okay.
Okay, I deserve
I'm gonna say from the balcony, he's a bit of a dumbass.
Well, alright, I take my key.
Oh really, I couldn't tell.
Just like addressing the ceiling, like, yeah, you think?
Going upstairs.
Yeah.
So, when you go upstairs, you actually notice that, like, right about then, my Steven is, like, coming out of his room and stumbling just a little bit, like, moves towards the stairway, and then sees you and is just like,
I'll be drunk.
And he just kind of like looks down and tries to stumble past you.
Where are you going, Steven?
Nowhere. Like, gets over to the staircase and starts to, like...
I'll restrain him, I guess you would call it. I'm just kind of just trying to hold him.
You're just like, hey. No.
Yeah.
Shh.
Like, hey. Shh. Get a little drinky.
None of your business.
It's good shit, right? Deserve that. You deserve that after a good show. It's good for you.
I thought that I deserved it after almost getting murdered by my supposed mentor.
If you want to make more words out of good show, you can.
He turns and he looks at you like eyes hazed over just a little bit and says, I left your balls with Hamilton.
Oh, those are your balls, Steven.
No, they're your balls.
So we're done with our learning.
Fuck you.
So we're done with our learning.
He tries to get your arm off of him, which he's not doing very well at.
No. Steven, don't do this.
F- Fuck you.
It's not what you want. You want to learn, don't you?
I want someone that's actually going to keep their word. That's what I want.
It's a learning process, Steven. You don't just get to know magic after 2 days of being with me.
So you put me in a machine that's going to stab me?
Yeah.
Fuck you.
I mean, I won't do that again because it's already been done now.
So the next thing is what? Feed me directly to the wyvern?
No, the next thing involves you, with your newly learned magic, assisting me with obviously my superior magic. But I'm just saying, this is a learning curve for you, Steven. You have to start at the lowest. Started from the bottom, now we're here, Steven.
He starts to, like, heave just a little bit, like...
Oh, Steven. That does not smell... like the finest of alcohols. I expected better from you.
He then pukes on your robes.
That's fine. Let it all out, son.
Just give him a good hug.
Rub in the back. Let it all out.
After like puking a couple times, he looks up and he gives you like a really lazy drunk punch to the chest. And goes, I hate you.
I fist bump it.
roll a dexterity saving throw for that.
Yeah.
Oh.
No.
Oh.
I mean, it wasn't bad. It was like a 10.
Oh, okay.
A 10. So 12. You like try and go for the fist bump, thinking that's what he's doing, and then he hits you in the chest and goes, I hate you.
I pop him in the chest a little bit. I hate you too, buddy. Rub his back some more.
Rub his back. Once he gets it all out, he's just like, I'm going to go to bed.
Yeah, time for beddy bye.
And goes back towards that door.
Try to get some sleep. First lessons tomorrow on real magic, Stephen.
Fuck you, Balthazar. You hear a thump onto the bed.
I lean over his body and I go, breathtaking, Balthazar. And fuck you too, Stephen. I pet his head and lock his door from the inside and shut it.
All right. And yeah, after that, immediately they're uncommon, then walks upstairs and like, oh, no.
Do you have a mop?
Yes.
I'll do it. It's fine.
She walks back downstairs.
You have magic?
It's fine.
And then she walks
downstairs. It doesn't mean anything if I just do it that way. I'm trying to make this lady like me more.
About a minute and a half later, she comes back up and she has a mop with a bucket and water.
Cool, thanks. I got it.
All right. Goes back downstairs.
As soon as she's gone, prestidigitation. And then, I'm not really going to do hard labor.
Fucking called it.
Yeah, don't try to tell me what to do. I know what I'm doing. It's all for looksies. I do, like, mop it once to make the water murky so that she think I do it that way.
Okay.
And then I'll take it out and chuck it outside and be like, where do you want me to put this?
That was fast.
Yeah, I'm good at mopping.
Okay.
You follow behind a cart full of fucking ox, you learn how to mop some shit.
that actually makes sense.
Night.
Good night.
I leave it outside, I guess. She didn't tell me where to put it.
That's fine. She'll take care of it. Sato Fen, I'm assuming that you guys just went, like, to the room.
Mm-hmm.
I'm right. Just going to start conglomerating info and stuff in a spot in the room.
Okay.
I have the broken wood medallion
right. And
the journal that was on the dead Justicar.
On the Justicar's body, yeah.
And I'm putting it with the stuff that Sato has, and I'm going to sit down with him and be like, okay.
I'm going to first pick up that journal, and I'm going to flip through the entries and realize that it's the same info we already have. So I'm going to take it and I'm going to throw it behind me.
I'm going to grab it and just like put it in my backpack and be like, no, don't do that.
Don't just throw away her investigation notes. You don't know.
Bitch, you don't know. And I'm, like, yawning and, like, starting to take off armor because it's way too fucking
late. I'm ignoring her, and I'm going to try to piece together this map.
Try and piece together the map.
Aren't you go like ahead a make grandma?
Make an investigation check.
You go to bed at, like, 8 p.m. or something stupid? Yeah,
basically.
Investigation, you said?
Yeah.
38?
17.
17?
Yes.
Okay. So you managed to piece together a bit of information. You've gotten that something is happening in the volcano to the northwest of the city itself. and that there's a cave entrance that can get down to where everything is kind of actually going on.
All right. Well,
you don't have the location of the cave entrance. You just know that cardinal direction.
That cardinal direction. Okay. Piecing together all of this in my head, the person to ask would be our ranger, because our ranger has been here before. Right. But I don't know. Are you already asleep?
I'm still on the street. I'm
trying to, that's right. He hasn't even walked in yet.
Oh, you were waiting for...
We'll get back to Ariel in a second.
That's right.
I'm, like, stumbling.
Aside from the map, are there anything else that I can pull together from, like, the notes and ledgers and books and stuff that I just kind of yanked and tore? And...
That was what you were starting... That was what you were trying to piece together. The information that I've told you is what you got. Okay. If a fresh set of eyes gets on it, they might find something different. Or if you let yourself, like, go to bed, you could try again. But... this is the information you have from studying it for about 30 minutes.
What does the room look like?
It's just a basic inn room. There's one queen bed.
Hot.
And dresser. There's a mirror in here. There's this really cool, like, fan contraption where you can pull a lever and it, like, does this giant fan with these painted cherry blossoms on it over the window.
Hmm.
And there is a ceiling fan in here as well. So it's actually cool. There's some circulating air. It's nice.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
As long as the fan is going, I'm going to find the corner, like, door corner, and I'm staying right in that corner and sleeping.
You're just gonna, like, sit down, get into your meditative stance, or... No, you're half elf. You just sleep.
Yep. So. I'm just gonna wrap myself with my cloak and all my warm stuff and just... right in the corner.
Before I go, I'm literally just gonna throw my shirt at him. Just be like, there, in case you get cold. And then I'm gonna sleep on the bed.
Your chili shirt?
Yeah. That I didn't get blood on.
How the fuck do you not say, in case you get chili?
I didn't think about it.
I imagine Fen has, like, some silk PJs or something she keeps with her.
Oh, I'm sure. Something like that, yeah.
All right. Are they just, like, total granny PJs?
Yes.
No, it's, like, one of those where it's, like... No, shut up. It's, like, one of those, like, full pieces that you see people wear in movies that they never actually wear in real life.
Like a grandma. Well, it's 8:30!
No, it's not really a muumuu. I'm talking, like the button-up with, like, the silk pants. Like,
yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Believe it or not, I know people that wear that in real life.
Really?
Yeah.
How?
Wow.
I literally just sleep in a shirt. Like, I don't understand how people can do that.
Yeah,
I don't
know. Like, they have a full dress outfit to go to bed in.
You're just gonna sleep. That's weird.
He likes it. I don't know.
That's fucking weird.
Blankets are clothes.
Yeah.
That's a quote of this
episode. Blankets are clothes.
Blankets are clothes. Episode 10. Blankets are
clothes. I'm sleeping.
Okay, so Fen goes to sleep, Sada goes to sleep.
About that time, I'd be finishing up, then going to sleep.
Finishing up what, exactly?
The clean.
Oh, cleaning up that?
Yeah.
No, you prestidigitation that, like...
Well, sure, but I mean, they went to their room while I was cleaning.
True.
So about their, you know, time they go to bed is when I'll be...
This is also, like, half an hour after he's been, like, sitting there and sleeping. Okay, sure. Notes, so you probably went to bed already.
Yeah, I go to bed. My room's not a piece of shit, is it?
No.
Okay, I mean, cool.
It's a pretty nice inn. It's not amazing, loogies in it. It's not terrible. No.
Okay.
And then Ariel, you're outside, still trying to build up courage enough
like
to go.
It's been like 30 minutes.
Courage and strength.
It's been 30 minutes.
Let's be honest, you're not going to get strength.
So I'm finally like, I'm basically crawling back to the inn because I'm still in immense pain. So I finally open the door and I guess I shout Uncommon's name to kind of get some help.
You open the door and shout Uncommon's name?
I just say, Uncommon, please, and I just crumbled back to the floor.
With your little rose.
So you walked inside the inn.
Pathetic fuck.
Yelled, Uncommon, please, and then crumpled to the floor, just holding a rose above your head.
Uncommon, please.
Yeah.
Pulse.
Okay, she's going to, like, move over to you and, like, what are you doing? People are sleeping.
I'm sorry, things happened. Can you please... help me to my room.
Have you been drinking?
Since we last met? No.
Almost died twice? Yes.
I did almost die twice today, though.
She just looks frustrated with you. She's doing the, like, nose pinch, where she's just pinching the bridge of her nose, and it's just... Why? Why do you just cause trouble when you come back? Why? Why is it always like this?
Why can't I quit you?
I kind of like, I pull up my head to where I'm looking at her, or more or less her knees, if anything else, and I just say, I'm sorry, I'm a fuck up.
You emo motherfucker.
Sorry, I'm not good for you.
Sorry, I'm a fuck up.
You holding like a Hot Topic bag?
I am. To be loved.
He's wearing the like goth spiked like bracelets.
So saying like he has like a newly fresh Hot Topic bag. He just went shopping.
He just got the haircut so that the bangs only go over one of his eyes instead of both of them now.
Platforms. Oh, Jesus, I'm so sorry.
She just sighs and she like helps you up and helps you limp over to your room, which is like the used to be the store closet under the stairs, and opens that up for you. And the dresser that you had was still there. The couple of things that you never picked up were still on top of that dresser. It's dusty as fuck in here, and the bed still isn't made.
You have a Harry Potter room?
So she sets you down on the side of the bed and like helps you lay down, because you're obviously hurt.
I kind of look around from where I'm lying, and I just say, so I take it you've never been back here, huh?
Couldn't bring myself to come back in here. Too many painful memories.
I get that. I pull up the rose, which is probably in shit condition by now.
Probably.
I said, well, I'm sorry.
She looks a little bit like she's holding back tears. She takes the rose from you. Just gives you a kiss on the forehead and then turns and closes the door.
She's too good for you, man.
Yeah, she's way too good.
I'll probably just, like, cry in my sleep a little bit.
Cry yourself to sleep?
Oh, I'm an elf. I don't sleep, so I would probably just be crying.
Cry myself to trance.
Yeah.
It's not going to be a very peaceful meditation tonight.
Yeah, that's going to be my night.
All right. Sato.
Yes.
After about 5 hours, you feel some poking at your face.
At my face?
At your face.
What?
Like someone's poking you in the cheek. What? And on your temple.
Hello?
And opening your eyes, you see a face that you recognize and have not seen in years. Just crouched down about 3 inches from your face.
Hello? May I ask who's calling?
Why are you here?
What do you mean here? I'm sleeping.
Can I hear this at all?
You're asleep.
They're being kind of fucking loud.
You're asleep right now. She, like, reaches out and pinches your cheek enough to try and, like, get you to actually wake up.
What, Mom?
First of all, what's rule number one? Be fucking quiet.
Damn.
All right?
Oh, shit.
Why are you here?
I'm here because I'm kind of on a mission with the Daimyo. I don't really have a choice.
You're working for the Daimyo?
Not by choice. It was that or die.
Who are you?
I'm me.
And where the fuck have you been?
Nowhere particular.
Nowhere particular?
It's either been here or Bamako.
She just shakes her head at you. Disapprovingly. We're gonna have a conversation. I have work to do tomorrow. But tomorrow night, you will meet me in front of the temple, just after midnight, alone. You understand?
Uh-huh.
Or this little dragonborn sleeping in the bed over there with the Justicar armor over in the corner?
Trust me, I did not want to be in this situation either.
Well, I know that she is the one that kind of took you in when I was training you, but if you come with anyone, she won't live through the next night.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
Yeah.
Okay?
All right.
You go back to sleep now. She pats your cheek a little bit. Uh-huh.
And I'm just going to roll over and just, oh, Lord.
And you don't even hear footsteps or anything when you, like, open your eye a little bit to peek. Gone.
I feel threatened.
You're asleep.
I know. I still feel threatened.
I feel threatened. What are you talking about?
I'm having great dreams.
BTB is just like, fuck yeah, Genma, just get destroyed on stage.
Just throwing chili at people. It's a wild time.
So the next morning, rather early, Fen, you're just going to wake up when you normally wake up, before sunrise.
4 a.m.
Yeah, like 5 a.m.
Yeah, probably.
It's just like, point, I'm awake now.
Yep, basically.
Time to do the chores.
Chores.
Like a good girl.
Gotta get my way over to that temple down there, make my prayers to the elders.
Yep. Basically.
So, Fen, you wake up, you're gonna start donning your armor, I'm guessing, polish it, mm-hmm. polish your swords, mm-hmm. clean them. They saw a little bit of battle yesterday.
I'm gonna clean the other... oh my god, I can't think of the word. Jessica's swords, too.
Okay. So, clean those blades, yeah. And I'm guessing go get some tea. Anything else that you want to do? I mean, you have a couple hours before anyone else will be awake.
Yeah, I wanted to do errands.
Errands? Okay, yeah. What kind of errands do you want to run?
Okay, so first off, I would like to write... Yeah, I'm going to go downstairs and drink a cup of tea.
All right, there's currently like no one manning the bar or anything downstairs right now.
Oh, okay. Then never mind.
It's like 5 a.m. and the
drunk like people are, no one's
the
awake.
Drunk people are back. Like the people that work here all went to bed because I mean, no one's awake right now.
Yeah. Okay.
And the festival doesn't get going to like 9, so
it's
they're
the crack
be...
old fucking dawn. What it is?
It's not even dawn yet. Like it's the butt crack.
It's butt crack of dawn. Okay. Then I'm just gonna sit at the bar and I'm gonna write a letter that I can send my uncle. And then I'm going to go find, like, some sort of post office.
Okay. Do you know what you actually want to say to your uncle?
Yes. Would you like to... I have it written down.
Oh, you actually wrote a letter to your uncle Kilborn.
Indeed.
Why don't you read it for us?
Okay. So the first part is in common, and then the second part is in Draconic. Don't read it.
I can read Draconic.
So just let us know when you switch the language.
Okay. So it's... Uncle, by now you must have heard that I am in Yogan investigating our thieving, and then I drew a picture of a dragon's eye.
Okay.
Friends, I'm sorry I didn't have the chance to tell you myself, but I assure you that I'm safe, and I'll be home as soon as I regain the stolen goods and bring those brigands to justice. And then I start writing in Draconic.
Okay.
I can't tell you more because I'm afraid of who could be reading this, if not you, but please keep the temple and the people of Bamato safe. I'll find out what's going on, and I'll do everything in my power to stop it. And then it's common again. Mm-hmm. And then it's May the Spirits Be With You, Fen.
All right. May the Spirits Be With You, signed Fen.
Yeah.
Do you have, like, a wax seal or anything like that?
I don't have... I'm hoping that wherever the post office goes, there will be wax. Because I was going to use the ring that the elders gave me at the temple in Bamato as the
Ooh.
Seal.
Ooh. All right.
Yeah. I thought about this.
Obviously.
I okay. made plans. Okay.
There is a post office in town. Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously they need some way to yeah. send that stuff. There's also a newspaper, but I mean, it's the butt crack of dawn. The only people out are the people like trying to deliver newspapers right now.
Okay, I'd like to figure out where everything is. So when everything's open, I can literally just
you're
going, find places.
You're finding the like directory board and you're like, yeah. okay.
I'm here. Yeah.
I'm here and the post office is, ooh, that's all the way across
yeah.
town.
Yeah, basically. All right. I'm just trying to figure out where everything is and see if there's like a tea shop or anything like that open at this time.
I mean, there are a couple of people just like walking around right now. The other like grandmas like you. They're up or the people that are up still drunk. Like, oh God, like stumbling around. There are a yeah. couple people that you can tell are like,
beer being
gonna
die
be
now.
Real upset when they wake up in a few hours.
Yeah, right? Literally like a couple hours.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I don't get thrown on night one.
But you actually manage to find like one guy that's still out prepping some stuff, and like he has a little tea kettle that he's been making stuff for himself. And I mean, you could walk up and be like, "Hey, can I get some?"
Yeah, I'll do that. She'd be like, "Hi, could I pay you to share your tea with me?"
I mean, you don't gotta pay me, but sure.
All right, and then
dude pours you a little cup in like the lid of a thermos.
Oh, that's really cute. Okay,
gives that over to you.
Cool. I'm going to drink it, and then I'm going to be like, well, what is he doing? Like, what is he setting up for?
He's actually, like, preparing. He has, like, a little oven, and he's, like, starting to bake, like, croissants and breads and stuff like that. He's also, like, got another little pit where it looks like he's starting to smoke some beef and a little bit of pork. Like, dude's up early so that he can have stuff for, like, noon.
So do you, are you just here for the, cook-off or the festival, or do you live here?
I go around festival to festival, cook some stuff. I got my own little place in a village that barely anyone's heard of, a few hours away from here by, well, by horseback at the very least. You know.
Do you get around the area a lot?
Kinda. I mean, I've been all over the province, but other than that...
You probably run into a lot of dragonborns then, right?
Yeah, plenty of dragonborns.
Have you found any that kind of look a little like me? But like taller?
Like a gold dragonborn?
Yeah.
I mean, female, there are a lot of gold dragonborns. So
really, you know, big samurai-looking armor. A glaive, maybe?
A glaive?
Yeah.
You know, a few months back, there was a gold dragonborn with a glaive that came through, actually, at my actual shop. She came through with a bad-looking group of people, but paid and everything else wound up fine.
Did she say where she was going, or...?
I didn't bother to ask, just being honest. They hopped on a train headed south.
Okay.
But, I mean, that was months ago.
Well, thank you.
I mean, it's the best I got for now. I can keep an eye out, but I wouldn't know how to get a hold of you.
That's fair. Well, you know, it's fine. Have you been doing pretty well selling your wares so far for the first night?
Not bad. Sold a little bit of my meat yesterday. Gonna sell some pastries this morning.
We're so bad.
I know.
Does Ben giggle at that joke?
No, she wouldn't.
Fucking 8-year-olds.
But Demi does.
All right.
Yeah. She's, yeah, no, she wouldn't.
I also like the idea that, like, everyone you've ever met, you're just like, oh god, I love you! Like, you're in love with every person you meet.
Pretty much.
When you first walked up to him, he's like, he's making his own little tea, and he gives it to you in a thermos cup. You're like, oh Jesus, marry me!
Well,
no!
This is perfectly in character because Fen has been a very sheltered paladin for these last few years.
Yeah.
So
literally everything is new.
She is like, she hasn't even been out of Bomato. So yeah,
that's true.
This entire town
was
is
sent
new.
To Bomato when she was 18 after being trained in this tiny ass village her whole fucking life. So
yeah, this is her first time traveling.
Oh yeah. So, yes, everything
opposite,
is cute.
Complete opposite of my character. He's pretty much seen everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's like, whatever.
How did normally, like, the rest of the festival go?
I mean, chili cook-off, whatever. I mean, today, there's the Parade of Bones and the, like, main chili cook-off.
When does that happen? The Bones.
About noon? That's when it starts, at least. It slowly parades around to a couple prayer spots until it makes it to the center of the temple. And then there's a really big ritual. And then after the ritual, they do the, they cook the chili. And, I mean, if you got a special badge like I do, you get to taste the chili.
Can we book back to the bones thing? Do you know where they're gonna be?
I mean, they keep the route secret for the most part, but it's always the same 5 different spots they go to before the temple.
And then what kind of ritual are they doing? Is it just like a blessing?
Like, do you standard know? Prayers?
Okay. Well, thank you for sharing your tea with me. I'm gonna flip him a gold coin, and then I'm gonna head
He's
back
like,
to...
I don't need it.
Oh, well, thank
like,
you.
Hold on. He goes, I'm Hef, by the way. Reaches his hand out.
I'm Fen, and I'm going to put my hand
shakes
out.
Shakes your hand.
Hef Huner.
Shut up. Oh, yeah, and I was just going to go back to the...
You should stop by later once all the meat's done. It's pretty good.
Taste my meat.
Yeah. Eat could my meat.
Could you help me lift this in the back of my car? My arm is broken. Can you taste my meat, please?
Oh, God. You guys want to stop being fucking 12 about this?
No. No, I just hate every NPC.
All right, immediately. Fuck you, Josh.
I'm the exact opposite. I'm like, yay, cute NPC.
I really liked that little gnome lady, though. She was cool. Although I never met her.
Exactly. Oh.
But
yeah, Josh, no, like, I like her, too.
I really enjoyed watching the interaction with
Tazma.
Yeah. Yeah. I like her, too. She was cool. She was cute. Anyway, I'm gonna... well, thank you again. And I'm gonna walk back to the... thing. It's probably haven't even been an hour, right?
Yeah, he waves goodbye and
tends to his meat.
Let's tend to that meat, yeah. Let's flip these pastries.
He starts flipping his brain, he's like, I hope she knows I was talking about my dick.
God damn it. I don't think she picked up on any of my signals.
Seems really oblivious.
Bitch must be gay.
That's fine.
I'm into it.
Stupid lesbian paladin. okay, no. So, I think the first person that would usually wake up after Fen would actually probably be Ariel and BTB around the same time, just because BTB got shit to do.
Yeah, sure.
And Ariel wakes up with the sun. So, when the sun starts to come up, I imagine Ariel will be like... just sobbing.
Yeah. I'll probably get up, you know, put on my clothes and everything, leave.
You're feeling better after having slept.
Yeah.
Maybe not emotionally, but at least physically you're feeling better.
You did your thing. You went back too.
Okay. Yeah, good. I'm good. I'm down. I'm solid.
Cool.
Okay. So, suppose I'll just wait at the bar and just wait for everybody to get up and start heading downstairs.
All right.
What time would it be for?
One thing that I'll mention is there is a letter, like, at the floor of your door. And it says, from Uncommon, don't open until you leave again.
Fuck!
Shit's going down, bro.
Off game. I'm sorry. What does that mean?
That means when you leave this, like, town, you should open this
when
letter.
When we are done here, you read
you
the letter.
You can open it.
Okay. End game. I'll look at it and I'll just kind of I'll put it in my bag or something.
Put it in your bag.
Just like...
Put it in my bag, probably, or just put it in my, yeah.
Put it in your, like, inner shirt pocket.
Yeah, put it in your shirt pocket, or something like that.
Okay. BTB, you're waking up, and what are you doing? Because Ariel's just going to go wait down by the bar.
Is Sato still in the place?
Sato, I mean, you're not quite sure. You'd have to go and, like, knock on the door.
That's what I would do, yeah.
So you go over, you knock on the room. Sato, you hear someone knocking at the door.
Michael!
Oh. I get up.
Micah.
Okay. Then I open up the door. What?
Hey, can you come help me with... There's no way Steven's awake yet. Can you pick his lock?
That's incredible.
You didn't take the key from him?
Well, no. I locked him in there so he'd be safe. But, I mean, it's his key. But I still gotta get in there, you know.
Fine.
Thanks.
And I'm just gonna, like, half awake, like, okay, where's the door?
So you go over there, take your thieves' tools, roll with disadvantage, because you're still waking up.
That's
still
not bad, gonna be
yeah.
really good. Well, a 19 and a 13 with sleight of hand?
Yep.
That's going to be a... It's gonna be a 21 anyways.
A 21? You could do this in your sleep, just like...
I'm just like...
And, like, unlocks
well,
the door, like, turns it, pushes the door open a little bit, and is like...
Apparently, normal locks are fine, but padlocks, go fuck me!
So, you pick the lock, unlock it, pick the lock, unlock it, and just, like, go back to bed, I'm assuming?
Nah, I'm just gonna stay awake. Okay. I mean, I'm up. Everyone else is up.
Thanks, bud. So I go in the room.
Open the door. It smells like puke in here.
Oh, God damn,
it's not
it.
Great. There's puke next to the bed. He's like laying head off the side of the bed.
I start cleaning it up. Prestidigitation wise,
cleaning it up. All right. I mean, he's just like he's laying there on the bed, still passed out for sure. But the sun is like just coming up.
So I'm gonna go, Steven. Start pushing him.
Why?
Steven, lesson number two is today, Steven.
Oh. Thomas.
Do you know what that lesson is, Steven?
What?
I pull a curtain open and let all the light in. I blast like a loud noise and prestidigitation sparks everywhere. And it's like, don't get super wasted on night one of a fucking festival.
Oh, God. Just rolling around in bed, writhing, covering his ears, like, oh, go fuck yourself.
Give him, like, a little helpful, like, little slap on the face. See you downstairs for breakfast.
Fuck you.
I'm gonna have a good laugh, even though I'm half asleep. I'm gonna walk downstairs.
He's like, Sana's just like, been there, bitch.
I'm gonna find Ariel. I'm gonna grab him by the back of the collar and say, follow me, Ranger. And drag him back up to the room and need to show him all of the info where I left it and say, look at this.
I'm probably just going to look at you and just say, you know, you could have just told me to follow you.
But what good is that?
Whatever, dick.
All right, so, Ariel, make a knowledge nature check.
Am I back at this point? I assume.
Yeah, probably.
Okay. It's a nat 20.
Nat 20?
It's a nat 20.
Plus 4.
All right.
Plus 4, so that's 24.
So here's what you
have nat 20 when it counts.
Here's what you know.
I see everything.
I see the stars.
Well, you spent a lot of time right around this area, too, so it would make sense. What you know is that the cave they're talking about leads to it's a tunnel that leads to an underground cavern with a lot of the core of this volcano, like the big pit of lava down there. If they're going there, that means that they're somehow having to deal with the giant that lives in the volcano. And you've actually, with that, I'll say you've met him before. The giant's name is Mafnar, and he is not super friendly to people in general. Like, he's not super hostile, but at the same time, like, you come in, it's like, all right, get out of here. And when people don't get out of there, then he destroys them.
Are me and him okay, or...
Judging on how you've done with everyone, we'll see. Probably not.
Okay.
Other than that, you know that in that area, there are a couple phoenixes that do live in the volcano itself, but those are Mafnar's pets.
That's not gonna go right.
Another point of contention with that area is... also that it's technically illegal for people around Yogan to go towards that area because the populace of Yogan is trying to keep on good terms with Mafnar because he claims to have a way to make the volcano erupt, which could cause many, many problems
just
for
don't
the village.
Fuck with that.
But you know how to get there. You've been there before.
So... after looking at the map, I tell Sato everything, especially about the giant and how it is extremely illegal to go anywhere near there.
Illegal work is my favorite.
Fen, you walk into the room right when he says that.
Oh, God. Well, you're not wrong. What did you figure out about all this stuff? Because I have some shit.
Okay, so this volcano that appears to have the entranceway... it could possibly be where the Eyes of the Dragon are digging. However, at the exact same time, it is both A, extremely illegal to go anywhere near there due to there being a very big giant named Mafnar. And upon Mafnar, he extremely, extremely hates people. Him and I are... it varies sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
But either way, if we're even going to go near there, we could possibly try to sneak past him, but if it's not going to be wise, if should he find us.
Well, before that, we have to make sure that the dragon's eyes don't take the dragon bones that they're parading around the city at noon today.
All right.
I mean, if they get them, at least we have a lead on where they're going or digging, but we don't know where they're keeping the bones or
so
what
they're
using
want,
them for or anything like that.
Did you want to just wait around town until that happens?
No, because then we look really suspicious just kind of following them around. But
we can try to ask your temple to find the route which they're going, and we each can be positioned at every stop.
Fucking heist movie. Right? This guy's doing this.
The no-gun job.
Just star wipes everywhere.
At the end, we all get into Mini Coopers. We're like...
Yeah. The no-gun job.
Uncle Gold, fuck you. So I had a thing that I was going to do if you want to get back to me or if you're still doing something with them.
Let's let them finish this little conversation.
So after that, I got something for you.
Okay.
Oh, Jesus.
That's not a good sign.
That's not a bad thing. It's Steven oriented.
Okay.
So I don't know what you want to do. Because, I mean, in all honesty, I kind of want to be there for the chili cook-off.
Well, okay, but it's the chili cook-off is after.
I'm just saying, it's some good-ass chili.
We need to worry about, one, the chili.
Always the chili.
Then the bones.
I disagree with you
then the
in that order. But
good chili should have
Ben,
no bones.
Ben, just And then I'm also going to hand Fen back the shirt and be like, "That's yours."
I'm gonna stick it in my backpack.
Okay.
Yeah. So noon today, we only have a couple hours, but I feel like, well, I don't know. It might not be a bad idea to just let it happen and then follow them.
That's out of character for you.
That's extremely out of character.
Is it?
That you're gonna let it happen?
Yeah, but I know how to stop it.
But all
I'm
that,
just spitballing. All that... I don't know.
Fen, that's
this
like...
This is what freaks me out, okay?
Fen, that's like saying you're gonna let me do anything.
No, that's not the same thing. That's it's not the same thing at all. That's just...
On a completely worse scale.
No.
Like, okay, these guys are going to get a hold of exactly what they want.
On a side note, I'm just walking out. I'm just like, nope, no. And I'll just
not
leave.
Dealing with this.
Nope.
Okay.
Just leaving.
All right.
Fen, you've gone soft, and I leave.
Balthazar, you're up.
I've always been soft.
So, I'm downstairs.
Okay. Steven stumbles downstairs.
Before like, Steven comes downstairs.
Before he comes downstairs? Okay.
I have already set up at a table. I have breakfast for him.
Okay.
I've already eaten.
All right.
And I have a book that nobody, at least in our group, has ever seen before.
Mm-hmm.
But it's part of my backstory that I told you about. And so it's basically... For information purposes, this is my old master's book that he had basically trained me with.
Right.
And so when Steven comes down, I'll just have this book on the table and I'm just kind of like waiting for him poised. Also, the Fushigi balls are on the table.
You went and got those from Hamilton?
Yeah.
All right. So he stumbles downstairs, sunglasses on, collar popped, top buttons unbuttoned. Hair just messed up.
Like, hey, Chad, where are you going?
He comes and sits down in front of you.
Eat up, you'll need your strength.
He starts to eat, heaves a little bit, finishes, like, actually eating the little bit he was starting with, and is just, I can't yet.
Okay, that's fine. First things first, these are yours. Slide the balls over. And then slide a third ball. And now you have a complete set.
Okay.
And next, we will learn our first magic trick today, Steven.
Can we wait till my head stops hurting?
We cannot. You must be able to do this in your sleep. So best to learn it while you're shwasty.
Shwasty.
What's shwasty?
It's the way you feel right now, Steven.
Swifty.
Shwasty.
That's right next after you get swifty.
Time to get swifty. Okay.
So I'll open the book to a to a certain page, show him all about the cantrip prestidigitation.
Okay.
And basically teach him all the vocal components, all the somatic components, make him run it over and over and over again. He probably won't even get it to work at this point.
Right.
I'm not leaving the book with him, but I'm not going to stop until he memorizes the things he needs to practice.
You need to roll a knowledge arcana check.
14.
Okay. So you teach what you can to this hungover my Steven. Because
literally in the book, it's like, this is what novices learn with, and so to practice. And so I'm like, that's a good one to teach him.
Right.
So that's also the fun one.
You sure. Teach him what he can. He doesn't manage to get anything to actually work this time.
And I'll try to comfort him that, like, it's not going to happen today. I'll be honest with you. But this is how you have to learn. It's not an instant process.
How long did it take you?
I mean, a day, but, you know, for you, well, it's in my bloodline, Steven. I can't help it, okay? It's part of who I am. It's part of, we as Dragonborn are a little more drawn to things like this. It's not your fault.
Stupid human heritage.
Okay. Get it all out there? All right. This way, you'll be able to clean up your own puke.
You still tried to kill me.
I'm still trying to teach you, too. Pick which thing you want to latch onto, because if it's the former, we can just quit now, and you can get the fuck out of my face.
Oh, shit.
I'm over this narrative. Do you want to learn or not?
Go fuck yourself. He starts eating, but also takes the balls.
All right, Steven.
This is mixed signals right there.
No, that's a clear signal. Have a good day, Steven. Practice up.
So he's going to sit and continue that. Are you going to leave? Or are you just going to, like, you see them walking downstairs, so you're going to go deal with them now?
Yeah, I'll go hang out with them now. I'm done with him for today. He can do his own thing.
Okay.
So
I'm taking my book with me, too.
Short story.
Right.
Giant in cave, plenty of illegal activity. You in?
Sounds fun. Am I going to be, like, is my chili cook-off today, or?
The chili cook-off is tonight.
Yeah.
All right.
And the big show is tomorrow.
Question. Do I know the, like, I'm entered in this thing already? I don't have to, like, fill out paperwork.
So the, like, giant chili cook-off is tomorrow with the religious stuff today. Your chili cook-off with Genma is today.
Okay.
Because you guys need to figure out who's going to be on stage tomorrow.
Right. So I'm going to tell him that's fine as long as, but, okay, so again, our whole thing today, who's providing us with our ingredients? Do we have to provide our own ingredients?
You got to provide your own.
So, with the caveat that we also somehow find me some dope-ass ingredients for my chili today.
Sure, I will help with that.
Sweet. Maybe some exotic meats.
Jesus. I know right a meat guy.
Right, you have a meat man?
I have a meat man.
I will go visit the general store.
It's right about now that you notice Uncommon, like, coming in and, like, putting her hair up, and she comes out with a piping hot, like, plate of, like, bagels and scones and other things like that, and puts them down on the counter. If you want some.
Absolutely, I love bagels.
Yeah, scones, man, that's my jam.
I'm just gonna grab a bagel and start.
Yeah, I'm gonna take a scone and start walking out.
Okay. Sato.
Yes.
Right about this point, someone walks in to the smoky hearth and bumps into your shoulder and very slyly slips you a note, walks up, grabs a couple of the bagels, puts a couple of copper pieces down on the bar, says, thanks, Uncommon, and walks out.
And I'm just, before he walks out, I'm just gonna, like, drop a small tell, like, okay, I got your message, but what is it?
You open, it's like, fuck you.
And I'm just going to go outside the door and then read the letter.
So it says in Thieves' Cant that Tazva needs to speak with you, and that you need to search underneath the banister on the balcony in the inn.
The banister inside the inn?
Yeah, and you will only understand once you do that.
Okay, I'm going to just kind of walk back in, and I'm going to grab another bagel, and then I'm going to go search the banister.
So, you go and roll an investigation check. Bagels for days. Roll an investigation check, Sato.
Well, that's not terrible. 18?
18. So, hidden under the banister in a little bit of false wood, you find one of those grenades rigged up.
Oh. To explode?
Yes.
It's gonna explode. Fuck!
You find it rigged up, hidden inside a false portion of the banister.
Okay.
It's gonna explode.
It's gonna explode.
So it is entirely rigged. Like, if I mess with it, it's going to trigger?
If you don't know what you're doing, yes. Probably. You think. You're not sure.
Okay.
Damn.
But the part you know is that the button that you press is currently depressed. And if you remove it right now, you're pretty sure it'll blow up after 5 seconds.
Shit. Okay, and from what I can see, there is no way for me to, like, hold that thing down and then just, like, take it and run with it.
You might be fast enough. It depends. You can try.
I'm gonna hold off on that.
Okay, are you just gonna, like, slowly put it back on and be like, okay, I understand.
Yes. However, I'm also going to say, I'm gonna go to Uncommon in Thieves' Cant and say, stay 15 feet away from your banister at all times.
Why?
I'll be back with Tazva.
Okay.
And then I'm going to go and get Tazva.
So you're going to, like, at that point, just run?
Yes, I am as fast as I can character, with whatever abilities I have, get there as fast as I can.
Just going to sprint through town? Yes. Okay, so you guys notice him, like, he walked upstairs, he went down, he said something pretty inane to Uncommon, who responded with in common just with, why? And then he just sprinted out. Like, full speed sprinted out of...
What is happening? What did he say?
That there was something in the banister and to stay at least 15 feet away from it.
Oh, dear God. It's always something.
15 feet away? What does that mean?
It means outside. I'm going outside.
You know what? Like, I'm going to join
outside.
You.
Outside. Goodbye.
Yeah, fuck all
I'm
of this.
I'm taking, like, two more scones and, like, throwing a copper piece down, which being like, yes, thank you.
Just like, yes, and shove them in your face.
And I'll look over and make sure I'm like, yeah, Steven's far enough away. He's fine.
I'll quickly look at Uncommon and ask her if she's going to be okay.
She's just like, I don't understand. Just go.
You should be more angsty. Like, hey. Hey. Hello, girl.
Hello.
You gonna be okay?
Hey, girl.
Like, without
how you doing?
Me? Like, you keep roping her in and then denying her. You're such a dick.
Alright, so, Sato, you make it to her little, like, neon sign that's not currently on. And, like, pointing down to that cellar door.
I'm gonna go try the door. If it's locked, I'm gonna start pounding on the door.
Yeah, the door is currently locked.
Cool, I'm gonna start pounding on the door.
So, you hear after about 40-50 seconds of pounding on it, like, a little voice is like, okay, hold on. About 40 seconds later again, you start to hear, like, things unlocking, and then the cellar door open, and you see Tazva there in, like, this little nightgown, like, rubbing her eyes still, like,
huh? Tazva, grab your tools. We have a problem.
Okay. Is there time for me to get changed?
Hurry.
Okay.
I'll explain on the way, but you need to go.
No, bring her
right
the nightgown. Are you kidding me?
Alright, she goes down and, like, you hear some rummaging of tools and, like, a little bit of hinges. And then a drawer open and then slam, and then she comes out in, like, kind of ruffled clothing for the day, and it's like, okay, she's holding a little toolbox and, like,
I'm going to pick her up, put her onto my shoulders, and, like, run with her.
No!
Like, you start to pick her up. She's like, hey, no.
No, this is far more important than your comfort right now. And I'm running with her.
Okay.
Also, it's time for the most adorable cutscene ever.
Yes! Can somebody please draw that? Oh my god.
So, she then... So, with Sato, now with Kazva on his shoulders... Now sprint back, and as you guys are like running the direction you saw him run, you then see him sprint back around with Tazva on his shoulders.
On our way back, I'm also going to hand her the letter.
Hand her the letter.
Keep going.
Okay, she like starts looking at it. She's like, I don't understand thieves can't.
Oh, great.
Fuck.
You have a present underneath the banister at the inn, and I don't feel safe doing it myself.
Okay. Whatever. Get back to the inn. Are you gonna like run up the stairs with her on your shoulder?
Sure. As it's running up to the door, check, I want to be like, I want to look to Fen and be like, "What the fuck is going on? Who's that?"
Oh, that's not good. Where's
I just run after her. There's... after both of them.
Okay,
that's not a lot
slightly
better. 10.
Okay, so it's kind of wobbly, and like once you get to the top, you start to fall, and then like manage to keep it so that she lands and is okay. But it's like. Okay, what is going on?
And I'm going to remove the banister piece, and I'm like, this.
Oh, fuck.
Exactly.
We're inside by now, right?
Yeah, you guys just, like, see him remove something from the banister, and then you just...
Nah, fuck that, I'm not inside.
You hear Tazva go, oh, fuck.
Ariel, Fen, away.
So... She then, like, opens up her tools, and let's see...
Like, looking in through the window. Fuck you guys. They said
that's why
away.
He said us and not you.
I'm just saying, like...
Okay, so she takes her tools, brings this, like, little drill out, drills into it, and using another tool, manages to break the mechanism that holds the button, and then removes it. The button unpresses, and she's like, okay, 5 seconds.
Oh my god!
Grab it, and I'm sprinting outside, and I'm throwing it in the air, like, directly above head.
So you, like, grab it, and you begin to run out, and she's like, I need to tell we know if it blows or not.
I don't care, and I'm going outside. Yeah.
So you
just
get out
as hard as I can throw it,
chuck it as hard as you can straight up, and it goes up, and comes right back down, and then bounces on the ground.
Oh, thank god.
And I'm gonna take cover behind the door, like, no, I don't want to be anywhere near it.
I'm smoking. Just right next to it. Like, what are you doing?
He doesn't... I forgot he doesn't know what they are!
Now we're throwing pine cones. Or fruit, or whatever the fuck that is.
Explosive. What you remember the room that we found, the hidden room?
Mm-hmm.
The same thing.
Doesn't look like it.
It's exactly the same thing.
Okay.
So she walks back out and like picks it up. It's like, okay, it's inert. Like puts it in one of her pockets.
Where did that come from?
Tazva, why was that in the banister?
I don't know. But I'm sure there's some explanation.
Oh my god. Who is this?
So yeah, for the first time you see this little gnome. She's about 3'3", and she is just the cutest little engineer. So she's wearing like the steampunk goggles, and she has her like little tool chest right now. She's wearing overalls that are very hastily put on right now with like a little flannel work shirt underneath it. And it's like,
real quick, Tazva, this is the breathtaking Balthazar.
Oh, I've actually seen your show.
Of course you have.
Oh my god.
And loved it.
It was like 3 years ago. It was pretty good.
Thanks.
I really want to know how you did... There was this one mechanism that you guys had, and I don't understand how it works, and it could really help me with something else.
Mm-hmm.
Is it at all possible that I might be able to see it?
I'm sure later, yeah. I mean, it looks like you have some kind of pressing issue with him. You are just the cutest.
Right?
She just, like, does a hand at you. Just, oh, you...
Blushes. I like this bit. One. Is this your new friend?
Well,
why are you so angry? Like, what do you feel frustrated about? Nothing's going on right now.
Now that I'm a bit more calm, let me explain.
This is your calm?
You remember the explosive.
You told me that was the explosive. It fell on the ground and didn't do anything. I think you're freaking out over nothing.
Somebody rigged it to explode inside the banister the in
shit
the
shit job. It's on the ground. Well, now it's in her pocket.
Well, that's explode. Exactly why I got Tazva to come and fix whoever put it there.
So oh, yes. Hello, I'm Tazva, by the way.
So you're like a explosive girl. You fix explosives.
She's a...
Sort of?
She's a tinkerer.
Hello again. Oh, okay.
More or less an inventor, if anything else.
Cool. You could probably help me invent some new shit for my show.
I consider myself an engineer.
That too.
But, you know.
I could show you my previous things. You could maybe make my future things for my show.
Do you have snouts?
Yeah.
Then yes.
I have a lot of friends with them too. Mostly. More than I have them.
And I'm just gonna, like, turn my head to the side and whistle a little bit, like, nothing here.
Like a Harlem Globetrotter.
There was something that I meant to speak to you about. It's rather embarrassing, but my sister is back in town. And, well, she's fallen in with a rather bad crowd that I understand you're supposed to be helping deal with.
Drug addict?
No.
I immediately put my hand on BKB's shoulder.
I thought it was like opium or something.
Ah. So,
that is where you go first normally.
Yeah. That's where I go.
Have you seen her at all since she came back into town?
I actually spoke with her last night, and she warned me to not be around town today.
And yet here you are.
I'm not going to abandon my shop. I have too much important work down there.
Good for you.
I'm gonna, like, scoot her to somewhere slightly quieter, and I'm going to explain to her...
Please don't put your hands on me, especially if it's not an emergency.
Fine. Just come over here.
She walks her way over there.
And I'm going to explain to her the whole situation, including what we know is going to happen later on this afternoon.
It's morning.
I'm going to let her know that the Eyes of the Dragon are here. They're after, we're assuming, the bones that are going to be on display around noonish. There's also the cave and the giant, but that's irrelevant for the time being until we deal with the issue at noon.
Well, I would very much appreciate it if you could perhaps find my sister.
Does she look exactly like you, or slightly taller, shorter, different hair color?
Slightly taller, same hair color. There are very few gnomes in Yogan.
Awesome. So I will try my best to get your sister back to you.
I just want her around alive. She doesn't have to be unhurt or even fully intact.
Pretty brutal. Well, I will try to get her back as alive as possible, but that does help the situation.
I figured.
She right-handed or left-handed? No reason.
I believe she's left-handed, actually. Neat. Like me.
Cool.
If you can bring her back alive and fully intact, I might be able to give you guys a little something.
Well, so now troubles. It's intact. Disregard previous question.
Oh my god.
God damn!
No?
That's out of character. God damn it!
She just smirks with a head movement.
Yeah, can't be with a sword if you're not used to using that hand. So I cut the other one off.
Anyway.
But yeah, that's our current situation. And for the time being, there's not a whole lot we can do about it until noon. And from then, it's probably going to be a massive clusterfuck. Like most of our situations.
I was gonna say.
As long as it's not a door, we're fine.
And,
Or a padlock.
If you know of any other important locations similar to the banister... Can you go and look at them? Because I don't know if there are more of these planted elsewhere, and chances are there are tons.
Do you know if there's any
specific... I suppose that I could try and do that, yes. Any ideas? I have ideas for a few of them, but...
What about all the places that they take the bones around for the...
The prayers.
Yeah.
Prayer stops.
There are shrines around Yogan.
Yeah, those would be the first places to look. We should do that.
The five shrines, as well as the location where the chili cook-off is going to be held.
Ritual, too.
And that. Pretty much any location of note that is going to be happening noon and onward.
We do that.
I can do that, yes. This is quite a morning already. If you could do me the favor, I could also very much use those phoenix feathers sooner rather than later, if possible. If not...
For sure, we're going to go hunting for them today.
Go check on them. If you are going to leave town... Please check by my shop quickly. I'm in the back room on the, it's the drawers on the left, third drawer. There are some things in there that should be able to help you if you're going to be around fire.
All right. Keep that in mind.
I am going to see if there are more grenades that might hurt people, and that would be very bad. Okay. She, starts turning around and mumbling to herself as she begins to walk away.
Be careful.
She just puts her hands up and waves without looking back.
She's so cute.
You okay, Demi?
Good. Don't you just love it?
Yes.
Okay. So for the party, what are you guys going to do?
I also want, because obviously Tazva can only cover so much ground herself. Yeah. That's not a short joke. Uh-huh. But
sure.
I also do want to go and check the other five shrine areas and do my investigating as well.
Same.
Because chances are there's already people, the people we're after, positioned there. Chances are, at least.
Okay.
I also wanted to go
from my professional standpoint, that's exactly what I would do.
I also still wanted to go to the post office, and then I wanted to go by the armor place that I went with Ariel the time before.
I need to get back there anyway to get my armor. Done or not.
Oh, yeah, we should do that.
Yeah, done or not. I just need that.
So, Fen and Ariel are going to go run errands. Sato wants to go investigate the shrines.
Fine.
And Balthazar wants to do...
I'll go with him.
Sato. With Sato? Okay.
Where should we meet up later?
I don't want him to go alone.
At the chili cook-off.
No,
that's like
that's
tonight.
Way after.
Meet at the temple.
The general area. Okay, you know what?
Meet at the temple. Okay. Yeah. Let me get five investigation checks from BTB and Sato. Oh,
okay.
Five?
Yeah. Okay.
There's five locations.
Yeah, I know.
Do you need any?
No. Ooh, that's not good. Oh, that's really not good.
What?
Do you?
What?
You're doing bad?
I would like one at least to redeem that, hopefully.
It's slightly better.
Not what I had, but...
Okay. Oops. Oh my god, really?
Yes.
Oh my god. Okay.
So, she did alright.
Yeah, you did pretty good, BTV.
We're going to have... Well, I have one nat one.
Okay.
I have two 19s, a 22, and a 9.
Alright, and BTV, what'd you get?
21, 21, 17, 14, natural 20, which means 22.
Wow.
I am looking. Today's my day. Fuck last episode.
Here's the thing. Sato, you're going over. You're looking for hides and stuff like that. The eye of a magician. The magician knows where to hide things for redirections and stuff like that. So going around to the different sites, BTB, you actually managed to, just looking around, you're like, let's see. If I wanted to wow the most people with... an appearance out of nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
You find the spot where it would work best, and then you go to that spot and find a spot to hide, do a hide, so that you could, do a little bit of sleight of hand and pull it out.
Sure.
Every single spot that you find it, you do that, you manage to find one of the devices hidden.
Mm. Am I there, am I at these locations, each time I would do a roll, am I with him?
Sato is in the area as well.
So pretty much every time you're going to be like, "Hey-o," and I'm like point you to point it out to you like this one, and then this one, and then this one. You're bad at this. This one, and then this one, and then this one.
There's one point where you guys like both get over, and you both look to an area, and you both point. And it's like, over there? And moving over, Sato's looking around, and the BTB's like, and right here. Boom.
Getting better.
Don't touch it.
Right here. Boom. We're all dead.
No, y'all are dead. Ariel and I are fine.
Boom. Roll a reflex save. No. All right. So, as far as the other errands go, you go, you pick up your armor, you manage to actually send your letter and get yourselves to the temple.
Oh, no, I wanted problem. To ask about the... Didn't he say something about...
Scale armor, yeah.
Scale armor?
Scale armor?
Or plate armor. Didn't he say plate armor?
Yeah.
He had plate and scale armor.
He has one thing of plate and he has one thing of scale.
Okay. How much for, like, how much for one and how much for the other?
It would be as in the book.
Okay. So... Yeah, okay. I'm gonna buy the plate armor.
You're gonna buy that plate armor?
Yeah.
All right.
And you could sell him your other one,
and then,
right?
Can I do that? Can you I could, sell him yeah. my chainmail?
Yeah.
You okay. Could. So it's
he'll buy it for half price.
Right? Okay. I don't know how much. I'll have to look it up. But and then I wanted to ask if he had any shields that I could buy.
Okay. Oh, you're serious?
I'm serious.
Yeah, yeah, I got you. Yeah, I got shields.
I don't know what you have. And
he like points to you, it's just like a wall of shields.
Yeah, right. No, legitimately, no there's, like there's behind
rack,
me,
there's just a rack like a behind her with like wood shields on one side and metal shields on the other. It's just, take your pick.
On a side note, I ask him if my armor's ready.
Oh, too far.
Okay. I haven't had time to get around to the big patchwork yet, but the small patchwork. The big patches are done.
Okay, good. Thank you. I'll take it anyway. How much do I owe you?
Just don't worry about this one.
Thank you.
Oh, by the way, heard that you're back staying at the Smoky Hearth. How's that going, Ariel?
This whole town knows who you're fucking.
It's a small fucking town!
You're not even there!
I'm just saying.
It's a small fucking town.
Okay. And you fucked them all.
I mean, look at him and I just go, how the fuck do you know this?
I got drinks with Pleasure last night.
God damn it.
Who's Pleasure?
Don't worry about it.
Pleasure
no, please,
is
no, please,
Uncommon
wait,
Sister.
No. Oh, God damn it.
No.
No, stop. That's please the... stop. Blacksmith, please.
Oh,
no.
My gosh.
Armor guy, please stop.
Oh, come on. You know who I am, Ariel.
I don't have
that's
my notes
the sister
on me
that
right
he
now.
Also
Jeffrey Oxford.
Jeffrey.
That's right, Jeffrey.
All right, so Fen, you picked up some plate mail, soldier chain mail, or not plate mail, just full plate armor,
plate
soldier
armor.
Chain mail, and picked up a shield.
Yes.
All right.
Jesus, what's your AC now?
It'll be 20 if when I use the shield.
If when you use the shield.
If when.
But you usually do the two-handed.
Two-handed, yeah.
So.
It's more for, like, if I really need it than anything else.
That's just still an 18
protection.
AC.
Yeah,
so
it's still an 18.
Your Shield of Faith makes that 20 anyways.
Yeah, so just becoming the tank that you always tanked you could tank.
Yep.
Jesus Christ.
Does that make sense? Not really. Whatever.
Tank.
I mean, I knew what you meant.
You
and
could,
then
you could also just shield faith and the... shield and be 22.
Holy
and
shit,
like...
22. If we ever fight something real bad, I'll do that.
Okay.
I was gonna ask about the
oh,
javelins.
Just you wait.
Trust me, it doesn't work against Charlie. He just kills you anyway.
I was gonna ask about the javelins.
The
he
javelins.
He said the end of the three. So like then like
at
tomorrow.
The end of the festival. So
tomorrow or the day after?
The day after.
Okay. Gosh. Just making sure. Okay, cool. Thanks, buddy.
So no, the javelins are a different dude.
Yeah, that's the blacksmith.
We have the armor and the blacksmith.
Oh!
Yeah, this is Jeffrey okay. Oxford. You want to go to Clarence Mandel if you want the weapons.
Yeah.
Jeffrey.
All right.
So I talk to Mr. Jeffrey. Like, so what did Pleasure have to say?
Just that you were back in town, which, I mean, I already knew, but that you stopped by her shop and that you were back staying in your old room at the Smoky Hearth. What are you doing, man?
That's what I said.
Dish, dish, dish.
You're going to break her heart again, aren't you?
I'm trying not to.
Oh, you're such a piece of shit. And he punches you in the arm.
Thank you.
He doesn't in a bro-y way, though.
Yeah, he's into it.
Oh, I'm sure.
Skull, you piece of shit. I fucking love you, bro.
Toxic masculinity.
Oh, you're fucking awful. All I'm saying, you give me entertainment for days whenever you come to town. It's great.
Okay. I walk away.
Your angst meter walks away. It's like, look, man, it's going to be okay. All right.
Your angst meter is maxing out.
I slowly start like maneuvering my hair to where it just covers half my face.
Look, Ariel, there's one thing that you probably should know. And like the honest truth. She still cares about you because she still talks about you every so often.
You hear like way off in the great distance, no shit!
Bring a dagger up to wrist.
Right before I open the door, I just smack my head on the door.
Just be careful for real, man.
It'll lower your intelligence.
I'm a dumbass already.
You walked out, right?
Ariel's
not yet. Yeah, I'm walking out.
Okay, I want to go up to the guy and just be like, "Hey, so has anybody like maybe kind of looks like me, a little bit taller, like?" Samurai looking, like silver and red armor, come through, maybe needing like any repairs or anything like that? Has a glaive?
Nope.
No? Okay. Nope. Thanks. And I'm gonna leave.
On a side note, does everybody know what happens between pleasure and uncommon? Or is that like still
like we're piece the three of
yeah,
us?
Yeah, they're piecing it together.
Are piecing it together.
Okay, okay.
But us out of character know exactly what happened.
The characters are figuring it out.
The characters heard a lot.
Out of character, we know totally what's going on.
Okay, my bad. Okay.
Never mind. The main thing is that everyone else has gotten to hear everything that happened, like the players, but
now
the characters.
But now the characters are finally figuring out what's happening.
The remaining three just need to run into pleasure while you're within the vicinity.
Then we'll get it.
Yeah, we haven't met her yet.
Yeah.
I'm gonna run like a bitch.
All right. Anyway, you guys meet up at the temple.
Yes.
Go ahead. You meet up at the temple.
Okay. We're at the temple. Did you find anything?
Explosives at all five shrines.
Wow. Okay.
Five grapefruits.
Grapefruits?
I'm not fully convinced they're going to blow up. You guys are so full of shit.
Explosives.
Wait, so and we need to get rid of them, right?
To my failure, Balthazar did actually find all of them.
We might need them for later.
This close to tossing one up in the air, because apparently that's how you disarm them. But he really didn't want me to.
I so wish you'd done that.
I was really close. In character, still don't believe these do that. I never saw you put that one in that room. I just saw you do something, and then you came out, and it blew up.
So yeah, I'll say that the clock right now is hitting about 9 o'clock, and the festival's starting to get going for the day.
Shit.
Should we go talk to the gnome about disarming those, if that's...
Well, we don't know where the gnome is at the moment.
Yes.
Yeah, because you sent her on a fucking quest
with
no end.
That's why I said we should do that.
What a dick.
It's fine.
Hey.
You take the cake, buddy.
The moment you guys say that, I immediately
The Justicar is also going to be just... Did someone say explosive devices?
Not yet. Do you guys know... Hey, Justicar, you live here.
Good Justicar. Yeah.
Where can I get some
good Justicar?
Good meat?
Like, good meat?
Like, for eating. That kind of meat.
I mean, there are plenty of people here that serve stuff.
Good meat. Not plenty of people, like, the person.
Posimin makes pretty good stuff, but we don't really have a meat guy here. We have a trees guy here.
Trees?
True cheese.
I don't want cheese. I'm trying to make chili.
True cheese.
Wait, you're trying to make chili?
Yeah.
Yeah, he has a chili.
It's a chili.
I don't know this. You don't know this. You don't know this. We don't know this. The three of us don't know this.
The town knows it. It's a chili cook-off.
We don't know that you're part of the chili cook-off.
You know that I'm having my own chili cook-off.
Yeah.
You do know that.
You
know
that. We do?
Yeah, we do.
He asked you about ingredients. Like,
yeah.
Really?
Yes.
When?
Like forever
the night
ago.
Before.
We were also there when...
No, we weren't.
His rival... Genma. Yeah.
Yeah, we saw Gemma.
I'm totally cook off.
Gemma challenged them in front of us.
No, he did.
No, he did.
Not in front of you.
No, not in front of us. But he asked you about ingredients when we were all there.
Really?
Yes.
Yes.
I do not remember that.
You're the ranger. You're going to tell me where good, like, basil and shit is.
Your character has been going through a lot of shit.
I honestly thought, oh, yeah.
You're just in mental shock right now. Just go with it.
Josh, I honestly thought when you said that you were going to ask me, not... You're asking me at that point in time.
It's fine. So anyway, if we got some time, maybe we get some ingredients.
I might know where we can get a few ingredients.
Yeah.
Yeah, you do.
So, for the party, what are you going to do?
Where I'm going to talk to the Justicar again.
Same.
Okay.
My good Justicar, I need, if possible... five of you positioned at five spots I'm going to show you, and make sure nobody, except for a little gnome named Tazva, gets into these spots. If anyone does, execute them.
Jesus fuck.
I'm standing behind him, like, nodding, like, yes, do that. Because they're not going to believe him over, like, anything else.
The Justicar is looking a little bit dumbstruck.
Like dumbstruck. I'm going to, like, grab Fen's arm, like, you see the ring... This is a very important order.
All right. Okay, he goes into the temple. He comes out with, like, a couple of guards and one other Justicar.
Cool. And I'm going to bring them to the five spots in each of the shrines. Nobody, aside from you guys, is allowed into this zone.
Also the tiny gnome.
Tazva.
Yes.
They all know who Tazva is.
And I'm also going to... When we get to each of the spots, yeah. When we get to each of the locations, I'm going to show them what they're looking for. It's obviously a grapefruit-sized sphere. You see that? Don't touch it unless it's Tazva. That is the explosive you overheard.
Okay. They go. They're set up. It's about... 9:45. What are you guys gonna do?
BTB and I are gonna VD away to get some goddamn ingredients.
I remember him mentioning the ingredients to me as well. So I'm going to run to the general store and find ingredients.
Yeah, for you it was all the meat. You were gonna be my meat man.
Okay, oh, so Sato is I'll going go with to the Sato general then. Store.
Yeah, I'll go with Sato because I know a meat person.
Okay.
The dude I met this morning.
So that's after Sato and Fen go and, like, position all the guards.
Yeah, yeah, he's supposed to get my meat. You're supposed to give me some, like,
we need some
leafy greens and good things to spice it up.
Leafy greens and chilies. Some chilies. And
white onions, green onions, whatever habanero peppers, think. Bell peppers, so ghost pepper.
Are you guys and going feathers. Out of town to try and gather these things? Or
that's up to Ariel.
We're going to try to... find most of the ingredients within town. If not, then we'll head out and
make a knowledge nature check.
So 6 plus 4, 7, 8, 9, 10.
All right, so a 10 for your knowledge nature.
As a conversation, I'll tell him, like, listen, to be honest, I've never cooked anything before.
It's okay. Like I'll show you how to cook.
Okay, good. Because I kind of have to win a competition of cooking.
I'll be...
with the knowledge nature, there's one thing that you know of, like one special ingredient. There are these really, really hot chilies that you picked one time when you were over by Mafnar's volcano. But these chilies are really, really hot.
Like you were wiping for days. That you've ever had.
So
it's like wiping a permanent marker.
What the fuck?
Gosh. For Parks and Rec. Thank you.
That's where I got it from.
So
wiping and wiping and wiping and wiping.
Wiping, wiping.
It's like a permanent marker.
Okay.
I sell BTV the main ingredients for a good chili. And then I look at him and I go, so one way to make sure this shit's gonna be hot as fuck.
Do we want it to be hot as fuck?
No.
It's a chili cook-off. Chili's always hot, right?
I mean, I don't fuck. I've had chili like 3 times in my life. I'm not a big chili man.
out of game, I really hate chili. I
fucking love chili out of Dude. Game. What the fuck is wrong with you?
Bro.
I make the best chili. Fuck you.
I have never had a good chili, though, so.
Holy shit.
Okay, in game.
All Josh, right. You and I have to remedy this.
Yeah, we're having our own chili cook-off. Damn.
Damn.
My cookbook I have as like the dragon breath chili from World of Warcraft.
Oh my gosh. Anyway.
All right, guys, focus.
Okay, anyway. Sorry. I'm sorry. So yeah, I tell MeTV all the ingredients that we need, mm-hmm. and then I tell him about the super hot pepper.
Do you think it'll be a good idea to be super hot is my question. I need your advice.
Well, out of every single chili cook-off I've ever been to, it's been
I mean, I know there's like hot
shit.
Categories, but is that like, how do you think I'm going to win this? Against
thought,
one person?
I always thought the hotter the better.
I mean, you ain't sweating, you ain't eating. It's true. All right. Maybe we'll just steal a little bit of it.
Steal a little bit?
Not steal a little bit, just use a little bit.
All right.
Steal a lot of it, put all those into Genma's chili. All right, I'm getting ahead of myself.
Otherwise, otherwise, BTB and Ariel want to go and go to the general store.
Yeah.
Get those basic ingredients.
Sure.
Isn't that where...
And Sada wants to meet up as well.
Yes.
All right. So the party meets up in front of the general store.
Yes.
And I'm gonna look at Fenn and be like, "The fuck are you so excited about?"
Fenn's not excited. I know. Damn, excited. Okay. Fenn's just like, "Oh yeah, let's get chili ingredients."
You immediately see me go pale the moment I see the damn store. It's like, "Fuck."
Oh, we're doing this again, aren't we?
Wait, what?
I'm saying to our ranger buddy here that's going to have a fantastic time.
I immediately just look at Sato and I give him a look like, yeah, this is going to go down.
Ariel.
Wait.
Did you fuck someone in this building?
So.
God damn it.
Oh my God.
That's all you got to say.
Okay, no, no. Don't say any more, Ariel. Let's just go inside.
Oh God.
We know all we need to know. Let's go inside.
My palms are sweaty as shit.
Like in real life.
In real life, my palms are getting sweaty as
like
shit.
Like IRL.
Palms sweaty. Knees weak.
Palms are getting sweaty. Tristan,
this just means that you are role-playing well.
Yeah.
All right? You are feeling the pain that Ariel is feeling.
So good.
So... Sato, you're the one I'm assuming that at this point is
I'm just like...
Throw in and opens the door.
I just like... Throw open the door, and I'm like, after you, Ariel.
Fucking shit kicker.
So, Ariel walks in, I'm assuming followed by Fenn and BTB, yeah. And then Sato.
And I'm immediately going to find a nonchalant corner to just kind of inspect completely mundane goods, and just listen intently.
It's like children's toys. It's like...
So,
but I have to be within earshot.
So, you guys move in. And there are actually two people inside right now. There is another tiefling currently talking to a woman that's like leaning on the counter a little bit, buying a couple of things. At this point, Pleasure like looks over the other person and goes, "Oh, so you're back then."
Hello, Pleasure.
Hello, Ariel.
Oh my God.
Other person turns around and then goes, "Oh, and Sato's here too." And Sato recognizes that voice. And that is where we will end this episode.
Oh, crap.
Wait, what?
Not good.
What?
What a cliffhanger.
Finally, it's not my shit.
Bad day. Very bad day.
Not great for Sato or Ariel right now, is it?
Nope. No.
All right. Where can the people find you on social media?
You can find Tristan on Twitter at TristanDimitri7.
You can find Josh on Twitter at BTBalthazar.
You can find Demi at Him and Dem.
And you can find RC at The Cold Twat.
God damn it.
I so love that happened. And I'm Charles. You can find me on Twitter at DapperJackal. You can also find all of us on DapperJackal.com. We have bios and world building stuff up there. So please go and check it out. Also, remember to share us with your friends if you enjoyed this. Reach out to us on Twitter. We would love to hear from you guys. Thanks for listening this week, and we will see you again next week. Bye, guys.
Bye. Bye.